Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and I want to talk to you today about hope. Obviously, you know that I'm all about hope, and one of the things that I love with being a follower of Jesus is that we have to take a look at our hearts each day and just say, hey, is my hope in my life circumstances, or is it in Jesus? And once again, I'm going to refer some today throughout my time today with you on Hope Is Here and the little under 14 minutes we have left from my wonderful devotional book, New Morning Mercies by Paul David Tripp. And Paul David Tripp says, you know, every human being places his hope in something, and every human being asks that hope deliver something. Today, where have you placed your hope? So I talked about that earlier, and I want to ask again, where have you placed your hope today? I mean, I think he's hardwired us all for hope. We all project our lives and out into the future to imagine things as we'd all like for them to be. We all carry around with us personal hopes and dreams. We all surrender our hearts to some kind of expectation. We all silently wish that things would be different, or could they be different than they actually are? Friends, I'm guilty of doing that. That's why this devotion spoke so much to me back on June 6th. You know, we all hope in something, and we all hope for something. So much of how we look at life and how we live our lives is connected to the things in which we place the fundamental hopes of our lives. Oh, that's so true, friends. But here's one of the things, and I love this, Paul David Tripp says, you know, hope always has three elements. It has an assessment, an object, and an expectation. I know some of you like to take notes while you're listening to Hope Is Here, so I want to repeat that again. Hope always has three elements. One, an assessment. Two, an object. And three, an expectation. First, hope looks around, assesses that something or someone could be better than it is, that something or someone is somehow broken. If things were as perfect as they could be, you wouldn't need to hope. Second, hope always has an object. It is a thing that you bank your hope on. Yes, the object of your hope to fix what is broken or to deliver what is desired or needed. And third, hope has an expectation. This is what you ask the object of your hope to give you, what you hope the object of your hope will deliver. And I think, friends, that's one of the things in my own life and that I've seen in others so many times, which causes anger, disappointment, just the breakdown of relationships and marriages, is when unmet expectations happen. We have to be honest, we all have certain expectations, and that even includes being a follower of Jesus. We put expectations on God. And I know one of the things today I would ask you today is, maybe if you put your expectations too much in a relationship with somebody else, and we put it on a human that, you know, no human can meet all our needs. Maybe it's a spouse. Maybe it's your parents. Maybe it's children or grandchildren, or neighbors, a sibling, your job, your boss, or God himself. You say, whoa, whoa, what do you mean that? My expectation too high in God? I mean, friends, we have to realize that we live in a fallen world. And, you know, one of the hardest things for me to do as a person now in ministry, for doing ministry over 20 years now, is sometimes as I listen to somebody and they just say, Greg, why did God allow this? And I just have to simply say, I don't know, this side of heaven. I do believe one day when we get to heaven, we'll understand. But I just go back to a couple of Bible verses, Romans chapter 8, verse 28, that all things work together for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. And I'm thankful it doesn't say some things, doesn't say most things. It says all things work together for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. And there's just a lot of power and freedom in that, friends, when we trust that. Or Isaiah chapter 55, verses 8 and 9. My thoughts and my ways are not your thoughts and your ways, declares the Lord. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so are my thoughts and my ways higher than your thoughts and your ways. So friends, sometimes we just have to trust God even when we don't understand him. And I know that is so much easier said than done. But I need to be reminded of it quite often, and I want to remind you today. And maybe that's a word for you today from God, just for you, listening on this radio program or listening to the podcast or watching on our YouTube channel. And I want to remind you, we have a YouTube channel that most of our programs are on. And I encourage you to go to YouTube and just type in Hope Is Here and then my name, Greg Horn, H-O-R-N, and hope that you'll subscribe to our YouTube channel. It'll help people find us easier. And man, if you've been blessed by these programs, whether it's on a podcast or listening to it on our Facebook page, the YouTube channel, we appreciate if you leave a comment. Hopefully it's a compliment. But hope that you will leave a comment there. It's encouraging to me. I battle the same lies of the enemy that you do. And sometimes the enemy's like, why do you even do Hope Is Here? Nobody's listening. You're not helping anybody. And I'm telling you, it never ceases to amaze me that then somebody sends either an email or a Facebook message, or I get a text, or somebody puts a comment on Facebook or on TikTok. Cup of Hope. We have the Cups of Hope on TikTok. We don't have the full programs, but man, if you're not taking advantage of those 1 minute Cups of Hope, I hope that you'll do that. We're on Instagram, we're on Twitter, we're on TikTok, and those are found simply at Hope Is Here, L-E-X. That's Hope Is Here, L-E-X, and hope that you will like and subscribe and share a comment if you've been blessed by a Cup of Hope or one of these programs. But I can't put my hope in whether I'm getting comments, people, and, I just have to be faithful and be obedient and thankful that God has provided, and he has. I'm so thankful. He's so generous and so graceful that we've been able to do this over 5 years, and we've recorded over 1,000 programs now, and it's just so humbling for me. But I have to keep my hope in Jesus and not how many likes, not how many downloads of the podcast, not if we're getting any comments, any feedback. But just keep being faithful and obedient and encouraging people, loving people, sometimes challenging people to go to God's word and what he says about them, and that that's where their hope is today. But Paul David Tripp, he says, there are only really two places to look for foundational life and hope. That is the basic meaning and purpose, the motivation to continue, a sense of well-being, and that knowledge that you've hooked yourself to what life is really all about. You can search for hope horizontally in these situations, experiences, physical possessions, locations, and the relationships of your everyday life. There are two problems, though, with looking horizontally. First of all, things suffer from some degree of brokenness. They are part of the problem, and because they are unable to deliver what you're seeking today. Also, these things were never made to be the source of your hope, but to be fingers that point you to where your hope can be found. And friends, that's just such a great point today, and we talk about it often here on Hope Is Here, that, we've got to look vertically, not horizontally. When we look vertically first, and we've done programs on that, look towards God, it's amazing how much better all these other situations in our life that are horizontally, the things that we deal with here on earth. And doesn't mean necessarily that those circumstances change, but the great thing is that we change, and the way we handle them, and we're able to extend grace, and we're able to bite our tongue when we don't want to. And I know that's so much easier said than done. But just know that when you get that vertical relationship right, the horizontal ones go so much, much better. Paul says it all in Romans chapter 5, verse 5, when he tells us that hope in God will never put us to shame. It will never embarrass us by failing to deliver. In those words, Paul tells us where hope can be found. I want to look at that here in chapter 5. I'm going to read verses 1 through 5 to you today. Paul says, "Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us." Such good stuff there in Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. Maybe you need to read that when we get done today. Read it at lunchtime. Read it this afternoon. Read it tonight before you go to bed. There's a lot of good things out of hope. And Paul David Tripp goes on to say, he says, you know, hope's only found vertically. Only when God is your hope sure and secure. Only God is able to give you the life that your heart seeks. Only God is able to give your soul the rest that it needs. Anybody soul tired today? Man, I've been there before. It's easy for your soul to get tired and your just spiritual tank to get depleted, to feel empty. But here's the deal, friends. Only Jesus can deliver the internal peace that's the hunger of every human being. It's only when grace has hooked you to Jesus that you're connected to what life is really all about. In his brief words there in chapter 5, Paul confronts us with this thought. If your hope disappoints you, it's because it's the wrong hope. So today I got to ask you, friends, what carries your hope? I hope it's Jesus. That's the main reason. It's the only reason why we do hope is here, is to always point you back towards Jesus. And not your circumstances, not everything that's happening horizontally, but to keep looking vertically throughout the day. And friends, I have to do that because, I mean, sometimes as soon as I leave the house in the morning, even before I leave the house in the morning, I can get a text, a phone call of something that's really painful and disappointing. Yet, as we continue to keep our eyes on Jesus, we can persevere. And as it just said there so beautifully in Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 5, that not only we glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance produces character, and character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. And friends, sometimes we don't take advantage of the Holy Spirit. We're so thankful for God, all-knowing, he's omnipotent, he's omnipresent. But you know what? We know what Jesus did. We said to celebrate that at Easter. But we don't take advantage of that comforter or counselor, the Holy Spirit that Jesus said he was going to leave for the disciples and his other followers. So I want to encourage you today, if you've lost hope, just to ask the Holy Spirit to help bring you comfort and to help give you counsel, give you wisdom, if you need some help in making some decisions. If you've been blessed by this program today, I hope that you'll share it with somebody. My name's Greg Horn. Hope to see you tomorrow on Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.